Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 14th, 2021. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A group of lawmakers is asking the outgoing Trump administration to deny any biofuel waivers. A letter signed by the House Biofuels Caucus follows a report the EPA was readying to approve three small refinery exemptions. The letter calls the exemptions illegal, adding that they're contrary to legislative intent and hurt rural economies. In September, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler rejected dozens of waiver requests from refiners, but now with 66 more exemption requests pending and news about the Trump administration preparing to approve three waivers, the lawmakers say the reversal is a betrayal to rural America. The USDA did make some relatively minor changes to its forecast for the nation's soybean crop. This is USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
A little bit of a, tightening of production. Mass production forecast was reduced by about 35 million bushels. At the same time, we're seeing very strong export demand. We actually increased our export forecast by 30 million bushels. Not a huge change, but it's a noteworthy increase based on record soybean export pace.
Jekinowski says the USDA has raised its estimate for the U.S. soybean crush.
The main thing that seems to be driving that is the troubles that Argentina has been having with regard to labor strikes and the challenges that the soybean crush industry in Argentina has faced with regard to labor strikes and export restrictions and whatnot. With reduced soy meal supplies from Argentina, the U.S. is picking up more of that market. So U.S. soy meal export demand is strong, and therefore U.S. soybean crush is also strong. So all that to say, we raised our crush estimate a bit.
A new analysis of independent data for 2020 shows the new COVID-19 infection rates amongst meat and poultry workers were five times lower in December than they were in May. Meanwhile, rates in the general population rocketed up nine times in the same period. According to data from the Food and Environmental Reporting Network, the meat and poultry sector was reported to have an average of 19.9 new cases per 100,000 workers per day in December. Farming and ranching are among North Dakota's most dangerous occupations. North Dakota State University Extension and the University of Minnesota Extension have partnered to offer a series of one-hour farm safety webinars this winter. The webinars will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursdays between January 21st and March 18th. According to the North Dakota Ag Connection, the webinar dates and topics are January 21st, grain bin safety, February 4th, tractor and equipment safety, February 18th, youth farm safety, March 4th, livestock safety, and March 18th, mental health. This is Inside Agriculture.